So my next audio diary, and I'm very fortunate to have Harold Jarkey and Charles Jennings. And we were just talking about the fact, before we went live, that it's learning technology is kind of psychologically, is it the start of the year? So it's a kind of, my question to both of you is, what's your feeling about this event and what it's kind of saying to the industry?
Well, I have several observations, and this is my third time here at Learning Technologies, and probably, I mean, I think my first learning technology type of event would have been in the mid-1990s. Mm. And one thing that I observed was on the trade show floor, I wandered around. First of all, as I got a little bit of sensory overload, I found it very difficult down there with thousands of people and hundreds of vendors and just the noise and the, what I saw. But one thing I noticed is I took a look at the various companies, and there were probably maybe a little bit more than a handful of companies that I recognized from about 10 years ago. And a lot of the other companies were very new. I'd never heard of them. And one thing I think that is part of this industry is we sort of have this volatility, particularly amongst the small companies. And they come, they go, but they're still all in the general same areas. They're either content providers, learning management systems, maybe integrators. Pretty well it, and that hasn't changed over you know, the 15, maybe even 20 years that that I've seen. So it's rebranded, looks different, but not a whole bunch new is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, interesting. And Charles, what are you seeing?
Well, just leading on from what Harold's observations, and I've been coming to Learning Technologies for many years. I would agree. I think that there's a cycle of organizations that come and go. I think the challenge that I see is the further we go on, the areas that Harold and I work in and lots of other L&D and performance professionals are working in are getting more complex. Mm. And I think that the market in terms of the vendors find it very difficult to address that complexity because there are no simple solutions to, well, there are simple solutions, and as H.L. Mencken said, you know, there are, to every complex problem, there's a simple solution, or to paraphrase him, to every complex problem, there's a simple solution, but wrong. I think that the challenge that we've got is that we're dealing with a really a complex environment in terms of learning and development, very nuanced, and it's very, very difficult to for the vendor community particularly to actually meet that requirement. And so I can see a gap, and for years there's been a talk about a gap between, you know, them upstairs and them downstairs, i.e. people who are talking the future up on the in the conference, and people who are dealing with the present, or maybe even the past down on the floor, the exhibition floor. I don't see that changing, actually. This year I've still seen that gap.
So that's a very interesting kind of set of insights, I think, which if we were to take that away and transport ourselves 2 years into the future, what actually would you like to be seeing then?
I think that probably one of the difficulties that we have in the industry is that the industry is not reflective of the customer or the demand side. So in learning and development, so you have learning and development, then you have a subculture, which is the learning technologies within learning and development. But quite often, they don't talk to the people in knowledge management, and they're kind of in the same business. Add that to organizational development, and that's another world that doesn't talk to people. So we have these silos within the performance and learning field that don't talk to each other. And a major gap, and I remember when we talked about this over dinner last night, when Gloria Gary put out her book on electronic performance support systems, which was in the 1990s, and it's still a seminal work on that, and almost nobody is focusing on human performance technology, human performance improvement, performance consulting, performance analysis. It is still such a tiny subculture. And I was actually talking to someone who was looking to hire performance consultants, and she can't find enough. So, I think that is a huge growth area, but it's ignored by traditional L&D and even learning technologies, I'm finding.
And on top of that, I totally agree. I think this move from learning to performance hasn't occurred in the mainstream. And on top of that, that lack of movement, where also solutions are generally aimed, and even on the conference floor, the discussion is really about the individual, whereas I know of virtually no individuals who achieve their objectives by themselves. We work in teams, we work as organisations. Yeah. I think L&D is still focused on inputs in learning instead of outputs, performance, and still focused on individual instead of the way in which work gets done, which is through, and Harold does a lot of work in this area, through networks, through leveraging expertise across the organisation, and people like Rob Cross studied and researched areas that show that, you know, high-performing people are better connected, and those sorts of things. So I think those two, the takeaway for me is those two areas really need to be addressed. Mm. We need to stop focusing so much on learning and think about all the tools and the methodologies and approaches that we can adopt to improve performance. And again, that becomes very much into sort of human performance work, and looking at the organism that is an organisation and focusing on that. And to Harold's point, OD, which focuses essentially on organisational performance and so on, hardly ever talks to L&D and needs to. Mm-hmm. Other areas, again, you know, there are other areas in the organisation, in organisations that just simply are silos and aren't talking. So, you know, my advice would be, you know, look above the parapet and look outside and make your connections.
If I could sort of add what Charles was talking about, we were talking to Tony O'Driscoll yesterday, so he's here visiting, and Tony works with Duke Fuqua and their continuing education, and he was talking about an interesting analysis study that was done, and they talked to line of business executives and they talked to learning and development people. The priorities for the business leaders were globalization, internationalization, innovation. The priorities for the chief learning officers and the L&D people were skills and competencies. So again, what Charles was talking about is that L&D was focused on individual skills, but the business focus is on enabling teams and groups and the organization to perform together, to collaborate and to cooperate.
Great. Charles, Harold, I'm delighted I could catch you, because that's been an amazing conversation. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Martin. Very much. Thanks, Martin.